This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas now being joined by Mike Dettillier, who slips into the seat that Bobby was in. That's not actually true, but that's what we'll say for radio purposes tonight. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, Haas.
So after we're done, we'll flip right over to Monday Night Football, which will be nothing, if not anything, but entertaining with the weather they got up there, 25, 30 miles an hour, winds, and they had snow earlier. I mean, it's going to be a crazy football game.
Yeah, and you think about, Bobby and I were talking about this, punting and kicking. That ball gets hard like a brick, and then you hit that thing in the air. Bob was telling me about when they played the Jets one year, Martin Anderson comes up to make a kick, and Bob said he just pops it. It was a 28-yard field goal. It barely crossed the crossbar. The wind caught it and drove it straight down. And I know Joe Ferguson has made this comment. He was leading the league in passing percentage in September and October. And as soon as that Buffalo weather hit, he said, I was on the lower end. Man, that weather catches it, and the wind and all the elements get involved. Mike, what this really tells you, how great a player Jim Kelly was.
Oh, yeah.
Just think about playing in that environment, and what he put up numbers-wise is unbelievable. Tonight, if the team who can run the football a little bit is going to end up winning it and don't turn it over.
New England is 8-4. They've won six straight. Buffalo is 7-4 after their win against us on Thanksgiving. The Saints beat New England back on September 26th, which feels like about seven lifetimes ago, to move to 2-1 on the season. But this is a much, much different New England football team than we play. I'm not taking anything away from the Saints' loss. I mean, the Saints' victory, but it's a different Patriot team.
The other thing, too, is it was unusual for Bill because he was really aggressive in free agency for the first time. Normally, he loses guys, but, you know, because he don't want to pay them. But, man, they were really aggressive in free agency. And you got a rookie quarterback. And we went through it tonight on Second Guess. All these other guys are really struggling. The one guy has been the cut above as a rookie quarterback has been Mac Jones. You see his improvement, but their play along the offensive line's good. They can run the football. They're really aggressive in the front seven, and then there's a better cornerback in the NFL right now than C.J. Jackson. I don't know who it is. I mean, he just shuts everybody down. So this is how Bill wants to win. You know, he's built this team a certain way after a hiccup year last year without Brady, and, man, they got it rolling. And they're going to be dangerous late in December and in January.
Oh, yeah. You know, the NFC South, if you look at it, is a very even division. If you just remove Tampa.
Yeah, well, that.
if you take the 9-3 team out, everybody else is 5-7. And Mickey talked about this, and it is true, because you could be there years when 5-7 is year one in a 16-game season, and two, you're thinking to the next season already. But as rough as things have been, mathematically and all this other stuff, you're at least in the hunt to stay in the hunt. And that's really all that matters.
Yeah, I remember this is years ago when we first started doing Second Guess. And people would always ask Buddy DiLiberto about who do you think is going to be there to win. He would always say, tell me what the roster is. Tell me what that roster is in December, and I can tell you who's going to be there. And I think it does matter. And you saw early on this season, the Bucs had just this huge array of injuries in the secondary. They've seemingly come back from that. And now, you know, they're rolling. And they're a dangerous team. But I really think, Mike, the big part of winning championships, and Jimmy Johnson would always say this, is availability in December and January. You got to be there. Because if you're not, you know, your second string guys aren't going to win it.
And Coach Payton or Mickey, they're not going to talk about, you know, the challenge. If you just look back to the Dallas game, and whenever anything good happens to the Saints, it feels like I automatically first look for a flag. And second, that guy getting up, Juwan Johnson makes a catch. You know, he came back, but it just feels like, I mean, Cam Jordan and Deontay Harris, that just happens on a Monday, you know, just a regular Monday. You didn't even play on Sunday. I mean, this team has been through so much, and it just feels like they just cannot catch a break, and they just need something positive to happen and flip things around.
Yeah, Mike, the other thing, too, is, doesn't it seem as though every play is hard? Every play,
oh my gosh.
Every time you get a first down,
right,
or a decent play, it's so difficult. And you see other teams as bang, 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 bang. But, you know, we got spoiled.
I was going to say the same thing.
We got spoiled.
We did. You know, we got spoiled with quarterback. We also got spoiled at kicker. Once you talk about it, I was going to talk with Coach Rizzi about it. Once you get on that carousel of kickers, boy, it's hard to get off.
Yo, the music don't stop.
That's right. The music don't stop. And it has started. Mike, we appreciate your time, as
Thank
always.
Thank you, Michael.
Mike
Dettillier,
thanks, everyone, for joining us on the Coach's Show tonight with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. Darren Rizzi, Mike Dettillier, Bobby Hebert, and in the booth, Scott Alexander. We'll look for you next week along the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Good night, Hoodettes.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.